9 Tennesseans have applied for a powerful new job to serve on the highest court in the state. The one who selected as Supreme Court Justice will replace Gary Wade, who retired in September. They'll be interviewed at a public hearing in Nashville at the end of the month. Of the 9 men who've applied, only 3 already serve as judges on lower courts, but all of them are attorneys, because that's a requirement to become a justice in Tennessee. They'll make their case to a special counsel, which will select 3 favorites to give to the governor. Bill Haslam will then choose from the 3-person set. There is one new wrinkle to selecting a justice, says Michelle Wojciechowski. She works for the court, and she keeps a Tennessee Constitution on hand for conversations like ours.
Actually, now it's somewhat outdated because they passed some amendments last year.
And one of those amendments deals with how Supreme Court justices are selected. So she pulls up an updated version.
Judges of the Supreme Court or any intermediate appellate court shall be confirmed by the legislature. That part is new.
Which means even if the governor names his pick immediately, the earliest a new justice could be sworn in is after the legislature reconvenes next January. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Seiner.